This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So, Shemayna Prokim is the Rambam's Hakdama to Masechtas Ovis. Like everything else that was written in Arabic, so it means the translation is not exact. I happen to be using the Shilat Madura, which I think I like a lot his stuff. If you have a different Madura, there might be some changes in word here, word there. That's the nature of Pirshas Mishnayos. So we just have to go with that. Okay. So in Pirshas Mishnayos, in the beginning, he spoke about the need to understand a lot of these inyanim. Ma siba shenia mechablek for zeis hamesechta b'zeh aseda. So over there, he describes the relationship of the different Mishnayos one to the other, why the order is. The Zacharna Gamke Gerdel tells us Masechta, and also spoke about how important this Masechta is. The Ukvayadnu Pomim b'Meshekodem is Achibur, Shenedabes Masechta Miyarim Ilim, and I wrote in the Hakdama to Mishnayos. He also in the ninth Perek. He writes Akdama to the Mishnah there that he thinks speaking about Inyonim Vemunah is very, very important, and he will use every opportunity that he has to introduce those Inyonim. So so B'meila, this follows in that heel. V'shenarech tzat barichus mipnei shehi afa pishter mevares kalahovin. So I'm going to be Meirich because even though it's on the face of it, it sounds very easy, it's not as easy as it sounds. All the inyanim are not always understood without enough pirish. So despite the fact that this is very helpful, but it's not as easily understood as at first glance. So Lemaisa, the Shemayna Prokim is meant to introduce certain ideas which he'll draw upon in different places in his Pirush on Pergavis. Gva'omre le mashalim, hayman deboy le mahav chasida, lekayim miladavis. Ve'enet leinu, maila le maila menachsidus, ela nevua, v'ya mevi'ala k'mesha omru chasidus mevi'a deroch ha'kodesh. So the Chassidus is the ultimate Maila before Ruach HaKodesh. It's interesting, just for Agav Urcha, the Rambam has a very interesting understanding of Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah, the Rambam in at the end of the Seder Torah speaks about Nevuah. Nevuah is one of the Seders of Emunah. And he explains the process of becoming a Navi. And in the process of becoming a Navi, the highest madrega you can reach personally is called Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means your understanding, your depth of understanding and comprehension is beyond what a person normally could do, and you're aware of that. Nevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you. So there's a very sharp chilek in Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. But Ruach HaKodesh is your ultimate perfection, what you need to be in order to receive Nevuah. Without receiving the Nevuah, your dag is Ruach HaKodesh, which means an extraordinary deep understanding beyond normal human understanding. When you move a step forward beyond that, you enter in Nevuah is your HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to you when you're in that state. That's just the derhag, it's not what he's going to say right there.
So does anybody with Ruach, what would then take someone with Ruach HaKodesh to be able to get to Nevuah?
So that's very interesting. The Rambam says something about Nevuah. You reach a certain Madrega, and then either HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to give Nevuah or doesn't choose to give Nevuah. Now, the logic, in other words, the understanding behind that is as follows. Let's say I'm interacting with another person. Marshall, I pick up a phone and there's a voice at the other line. I don't know if it's a person or it's a machine. If I can guess, figure out the pattern of the other voice, and I can always use it the way I want to. I can always get the voice to say yes or no. Then it's a machine, because it's totally, totally me. If I can't always get what I want, and there are surprises, then it's the other. So if Nevuah, if I could reach a certain dagger, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to talk to me, then in a certain sense, it's me, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ruach HaKadosh is that. Ruach HaKadosh is a deeper understanding. It's a dimension that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but it's automatic. Nevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish things. He tells me things that I don't know, and that he's being megala to me. That's the mahalach of Nevuah. So he says, somebody said,
it's Ellie Anderson. I'm asking, Ruach HaKodesh, but Ruach HaKodesh is something that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is telling you. Not through your brain. When we say someone is answering Ruach HaKodesh,
it means what other people want it to mean. If you ask me what the Rambam says, let me bring over the Rambam 1 second, and we'll see what he says. The Rambam in Peyek Shvi, inside that Torah, speaks about Nevuah, and he says a person has all the milas that are needed. On and on. Das Daito is termed Pnuya Lamailak Shurta Skisa covered, Mistaka Bechachmosa, and so on. Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shairalov. Ruach HaKodesh automatically descends on him. Ube Eshe Tanuachalova Ruach, when he gets that Ruach, Tis Arev Nafshe Bemailas Hamalachim Korn Ishim, he gets a Chibo Pnimi with the Darg of Malta that's called an Ish. Viyahofech Lish Ache, he becomes a different person. In other words, he has a whole different understanding. He understands that he's no longer the same person that was. As a lot more chachmim than other people. So this description of Ruach HaKodesh is an added darga pnimis, where a person understands things beyond what normal understand. Then I'll skip to Alachas Dalit. Kol anavim ein misnabam choleshe yirtzu mechav nedaitim yoshes smechem tu velev, and so on. And then he says, that the people want to be misnabe are, you know, they prepare themselves v'chulu v'chulu, and then it depends. Sometimes it's Nevuah, sometimes it's not Nevuah. So Ruach HaKodesh is something that a person gets. It's a darga in a tfisa. Nevi'im is emesan chol yishe yirtzu. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these inyanim over here are things that a person. Ruach HaKodesh is a dagger pnimis in a person. It's a dimension of understanding that doesn't have. The people today, what we call colloquial Ruach HaKodesh, it's not what the Rambam is talking about. I don't know where to catalog it, but it's not what the Rambam means. Okay. V'reisi lahakdim. Oh, sorry. So the Musan, this was happening in the Vorm Neshi, Koilalas, Chele, Godel, Mimailas, Amidas. Vina, Sidon, Levi, Amidas, Davazet. So the Nyonim over here give the Shlemus Amidas, and there is, this is something that is important to get to it. Now, it's very interesting. The Rambam's Kav is that the ultimate in Tfisa of the ultimate in the Tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Emes is totally in a person's being Tohar from Taivis and Midas Ross. The Rambam puts the Nekuda of Gadlus in a Tfisa of Elikus, a Tfisa of Emes. So it's interesting. So normally, when you talk about Veik Sankarish Baruch Hu, that's being the ultimate. So obviously, somebody who has Taivis and Midas Ross, you can't be Dovik Sankarish Baruch Hu and so on. If it's Chochma, then it's more of a Chiddush that Midas and Taivis don't allow it. Maybe we'll talk about it when we get further, but it's a bit of a more of a Chiddush. He says, since these Midas Taivis are on the road to Nevuah, we're going to explain how it is and so on. And before I go and explain these Mishnayos one after the other, Yuskul Adam Mehem Akdamis, I want to give certain Akdamis. It'll be helpful as a Mafteach, in Mafteach meaning not what we call Mafteach today, a table of contents, but a gateway to understanding the things I'm going to parish. Vida, kadvar mashamaisam be'ila prokim, ubamashayavim min apirish. So the Rambam is very conscious of explaining where's he coming from. The Rambam Mishnah Torah gives a list of all the svarim that he uses. What is he basing it on? So here he says, it's lav dafka that Az Mechadish is in Yanim, v'loy pirushim shebedisim, not pirushim that I was mamtzi, ala shehem in Yanim lukotim divrei chachamim, b'medrashos, b'tam zolosei michubarem, from the Medrash and from the Gemara. I want to add something to this. Today, when a person tells you that he's putting out a likut from Chazal and Medrashim, you roll your eyes and you say, yeah, another one of those. He went through the with the Eitz HaChochma, he asked for everything that starts with Kas, and you put it out. It's not difficult. So they have a program that puts it in alphabetical order, and you said. That's not what the Rambam did. I don't want to go way off track. If you'll take a look in the Rambam, in the beginning with Hilchos Avodah Zarah, this whole first perek is Divrei Agadah, about how the mistake of Avodah Zarah started, how Avraham Avinu got to the Emes, and so on. The makor of almost all those points that he makes, if you think about it as Chazal, but he touches up and he's Magdil Chazal. In other words, it's not the pshat as he took and pasted, cut and pasted. He learns up what it says. And a lot of times, it's not what greets the eye the first time. Just a muscle off the top of my head. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was together with his family and everybody else. And he was shakur and Avodah Zarah like everybody else. And kivan shenigmal eson zeh. Once he was nigmal, hechel shoyte bedaita and so on and so forth. What is the shenigmal? Where does it come from? The answer is, the Rambam took the Gemara of Ben Sholish Hikas Bayrei, Chazal, and he learned it up. What's the age of Ben Sholish? What kind of age is that? What does it mean, three? So what's important about it is, even since that's a time of being nigmal, so the point was, so the Rambam learned up something, and many, many places like that, the Rambam teaches the Chazal, learns up something from it. So it's true that he took it from Chazal, but you're not going to find those same words as a halacha. Like everything else, the Rambam learned up what it says And then he brings it. So he says, I took it from philosophers, Hakdumim Bachadoshim, ancient and newer ones, Umichiburi Harribni Adam, Ushma Emesim Pisha Amra. This is a Yesod in the Rambam that you take the Emes from whoever said it. The Emes is something that, if it's a true point, then you can say it from wherever it is. And sometimes I'll bring a memra from something that's in a sefer as mefursim, and there's no problem with it. I'm not being an empty balgaiva with somebody else's stuff. I said that not everything here, or much of what's here, is not my original. So this is very interesting. What's the pshat in not quoting other people, not with a name? I don't know if the I don't know if the pshat is that it's not Torah. In other words, he said he's quoting philosophers. It's a fact. So there's no Ima Dava B'Shem Amroi. The only thing wrong with saying somebody else's in your own name is you're boasting with something that's not yours. So if I've said it, then the boast's not there. I don't believe he means to say on Divrei Torah that there's that Ima B'Shem Amroi. You know, it's Gemara. So I assume he's talking about Stam Dibri Chachma or something like that. I once heard, from Adam Godel that to ask a kasha, a person says over Rambam, and he's asking an obvious kasha on it, or Gemara, an obvious kasha, there's no mitzvah Meshem Omri. You know, if the kash is obvious and there's no real element of chiddush, it's just that the kesemishit person to ask it or whatever. He said that's not something that is goal of your door to each person, to everyone. That's what he tied it. It's not, there's no inyan of shemama. But I think here he means more specifically the goyim that he's called, the philosophers. For efshel from shashem eshu yachnes, believe me, shein tvuna boy. He said sometimes it's counterproductive because people who are going to hear this comes from such and such a person are going to reject it because. So if you tell somebody, Aristotle is the one who's quoted most often these type of things. When a Stam Musa Sefer said, Omar Chacham, it means Aristotle. So he's scared that people will reject it automatically. That's why I thought it's better not to mention it. Being that mostly I wanted people to be master, to not to pay attention to the politics, but to get to the point. Now the Rambam's klal, it's very interesting. The Rambam's call about Aristotle was, in those days, philosophy and science was one and the same. There was no Havdalah. Aristotle himself wrote about everything in the world, and metaphysics was the book after physics, where he wrote about Ruchnius, I guess, theology, I don't know what to call it. For them, it was just all a natural extension. To us, it's very strange, but the Rambam passes the reliance on Aristotle, and he says anything under the Galva Yireach, which means anything within the Tchum of Al Metzias, Aristotle got it all right. He hit it on the nail on the head. Anything above is speculation, and some things is right, some things is wrong, and so on. So upon him, using his ideas, especially in terms of psychology and people and motivations, and again the way they understood it. V'hinei ma'aschel adab b'sos ha'pokshu isi lakdim ma'hinei f'kavosi v'hinei shayna prakir. Okay, so the first one is going to be speaking about koichas ha'nefesh. But nefesh on a koichas sehor. So the Rambam's tfisa, a person has different marochas, and they all are coming, they all have a central point where they come from the very physical to the much more elevated ones. They're all different layers of the same person. Da, ki nefesh al nefesh achas. The person has one life force. V'lo pu'ulos rabos chalukos. It has many different functions. Yikoru k'tzasa pu'ulos nefashos. So sometimes they will describe each one as a separate entity. And this is the nefesh of this, this is nefesh of this. But it's not true. They all come to one common point. Now, let's just make a point about this. When he says they all come to a common point, it doesn't mean just, they all emanate from the neshama or from whatever it is. Also, on a much more tangible level, let's give a marshal. The mechanism that makes us hungry or full is one of those mechanisms. And we are very, very, it's a mechanism that's very mechanical. The mechanism that makes us very excited about something, very happy about something, anything like that, is a different type. It's an emotional mechanism. But a person, when he's very excited and is involved in something very important, will not pay attention to his hunger. And vice versa, sometimes his hunger will not let him get into that. The different driving forces in a person are not in different places. They all somehow connect. They're coming from one place. They branch out and become different. Each one becomes its own mechanism. But down deep, they're coming from one nefesh. So unclear who I mean, Galen is the one that's assumed to be the one that he's the Vamash and Fasha Sholish. He said a person has three nefashes, Tivis, Chiyunis, Nafshis. The Pomim Yikoro Koiches Vichalokim, Achem Chelke Nefesh, Vizasem Stamsha Philosophim Harbe. Vainam is Gabm Vamach Chelke, Shimis Chalekes Kecholika Gufois. The Omnam Heim Moinim Pulis Seha Achalukois. He says the word chalokim over here is not like different entities. They're different parts of one nefesh. So just like I could have many cars in my parking lot, but in one car there are many parts. So nefashes are not like many cars in the parking lot. There are many different forces in a person. A human being consists of different elements, which means they can come together. A person wants to survive, and a person wants to do what's right. A person can sometimes be moise nefesh, and repress his desire to survive in favor of his desire to do right. These all come together as one inyan.
V'ata yudea she. And there's something overall that's allowing him to make that decision.
Correct, or else there would be no kesha one with the other. I mean,
what's that
overrides?
What feeds
into a common sense of good or bad. What's my sense of the good? So there's different inputs. My body likes the food. My neshama says it's not good for you. It's bad. But it, the fact that I can make a decision and one can override the other, let's give a different example. My physical body, so if I have a wound with a tefillin, there's no way I can psych myself into healing the wound and putting the tefillin on it. But they'll say, Vaseis, this is me and this is me. So I want to put on tefillin and my hand is hurting. Teretz is, but my hand is wounded. the biological give and take of it has no shaykhs to this. So, but in the nefesh of the person, that's why it's so complex. The ruchnius of a person, his emotional health, his needs, his desires, his grief, they're different, and yet they interconnect. And that's why it's so complex. When you're dealing with a person who you know, religious issues can be emotional issues. Somebody will ask, okay, you're very upset at that person. What does that have to do with Hashem? It's not logical. It's connected. And therefore, pain and distress in one place is affects the entire Maracha. That's part of this Chiddush over here. They're not separate nefashas. They're one connected nefashas. So when a person is trying to understand what's good for my nefesh, without really understanding well what the nefesh is, it's just like if somebody doesn't know anatomy and physiology and he starts just by which medication is good. So aspirin is good, this is good, that's good. It's a joke. It's potluck. A person needs to understand his metzias. What am I? Who am I? What are the things that drive me? What are the things that create the problems? And what things can cure those problems? So having a bigger understanding of Kodesh HaNefesh is very important in Tikkun HaNefesh. Okay, good. So we'll hold it here. I'll try to be Masadish to be regular every 2 or 3 weeks. I push it just hard until, you know, settle down to get a really good schedule.
Can I just ask one more question? Sure. Going back to when you speak about a person wants to survive and he wants to do what's right, and therefore he will suppress his desire to survive in order to do what's right. So those are the different chalakim inside of him.
Right.
Which part of him is making that choice to suppress the desire to survive? What, that's something else?
We'll call that, depending on the language you use, others from will call that the das of a person. The das is that nodule that everything feeds into it and it gives back the hiros. It weighs and measures which will override what. So in the language more frequently used in Sfarim, the das would be kind of that nekuda where it's in charge of all the input and making the decision of what it, and that's why being a bar das. A child can be very smart, but his das has zero. His das is not controlling his actions, kafi his knowledge. His knowledge is knowledge, but it doesn't connect well at all to the other parts of self. So that part again today, as far as song, we'd call it das. That would be the more prevalent term to use.
That's not from this nefesh that the
Rambam
is talking about.
It's the shorish of those nefeshes. It's the sum total. How do you call the picture when all it's like a three? When all the pictures come together, what's it called? The answer is das. Like Rambam says, all of these are halakim, but when it comes together, there's to be some sort of point around which it comes together. The Maral says in many places. He speaks about every the Maral is very into numbers. Every number has certain meaning to it. So the number 6 are all the sides of a cube, which means the full fleshing out of a three-dimensional entity. The 7 is the cube with the central nekuda in it. Now, the central nekuda is not really a thing. It means a cube when it's arranged in a certain way. So it has 6 sides, but the idea is it's a dice. So the idea, the nekuda around which everything is arranged, like the same thing with the car. The car is 1,000 parts, 10,000 parts. So the 10,000 parts are all parts. The concept of car is where they're all arranged. That's the concept of so that's like the nekuda that we call the das. The person's sense of self is really the ultimate sense of self is really which everything revolves around. Okay. Good. A good night.